Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, as we celebrate the incredible achievements, strength, and resilience of women worldwide, we would like to join others in congratulating our female colleagues on the International Women's Day. Pakistan has continued to support initiatives relating to gender dimensions, to arms control, including through various measures. We also made a modest contribution in amplifying the importance of this topic during our presidency of the CD in May 2016, when we organized a plenary under the theme Women and Disarmament. This effort, and along with the support of our other initiatives, reflect our full support to promoting effective participation of women in peace and security, disarmament discussions, and decision-making processes. Mr. President, now I would like to take the opportunity to comment on the brief update that you have shared with us, along with the reactions that we have heard today. We would like to appreciate your role in chairing the work of this body in the past 3 weeks, and for steering our difficult and at times very complicated consultations on the draft decision. We acknowledge the transparency from your side and the close communication that you have maintained with a number of delegations to find a way forward. For these tireless efforts, you and your entire team deserve our deepest appreciation. My delegation also engaged with you bilaterally and other CD members in a constructive spirit over the past weeks. However, we regret that despite your best efforts, we have been unable to reach a consensus on a draft decision so far. Mr. President, as we outlined before when this process started, that we believe that the 2022 decision continues to constitute as the least common denominator, even today, which would enable us to undertake intensive work in subsidiary bodies sooner than later. We have been hearing from almost everyone in the room since our annual session started, including in the high-level segment, that we must preserve and base our work on what we most recently agreed upon by consensus. The 2022 decision is the true embodiment, in our view, of a comprehensive and balanced approach which has often been requested in this room overwhelmingly. Even more importantly, the 2022 decision did not impinge upon the fundamental national security interests of any members, did not cross the red lines of any state, while leaving sufficient room to make progress in subsidiary bodies. In this backdrop, especially when we have still not heard any substantive objections to the 2022 decision in this room, we are unable to understand the reluctance to adopt the 2022 decision as the basis to move forward. We also do not know what material changes have taken place since 2022 that have led to this shift in the position of a few states. Mr. President, we would like to ask a simple question. Did the 2022 decision prevent the CD member states from raising any areas of priorities or their preferences or the matter of negotiations in the subsidiary bodies? Did the mandate adopted in the 2022 decision preclude the states from referring to the any document of their choice in the work of the subsidiary bodies? The fact that the conference is not able to adopt a simple decision on resuming substantive work based on our last consensus agreement sends a particularly sobering message. It not only points to the lack of political will by some of its members, but also clarifies that the afflictions of this body have a lot to do with the intent and approach of few of these members. It is unfortunate and regretful that notions of narrow and subjective national preferences have been allowed to trump over the larger imperatives of disarmament. It is also an affirmation that some would not allow any meaningful work at this conference unless the membership obliged them with their national preferences for formulation or references that have no bearing either on the core national security of its members or on the work that would be pursued in the subsidiary bodies. Mr. President, going forward, I think it would be important to pay heed and address the root causes of this impasse that afflict this body. In our view, progress is possible. even if incremental in the future. We also take note of the reactions that have been shared, including by the Russian Federation on the state. We take note positively their statement on the view of the 2022 decision as well. And as we have pointed before as well, that we remain available at all times to work with you during the rest of your presidency or with the future CD presidents to arrive at consensus on a draft decision that takes into account the interest of all member states by consensus sooner than later. Thank you.